A Brazilian executive married to a French woman maintains homes in three countries, speaks four languages fluently, and considers a 14-hour flight as routine as your morning commute. He's not a celebrity or a billionaire, just part of an emerging tribe that's quietly rewriting the rules of how we live, work, and define success. This new global elite, what cultural anthropologist Clotaire Rapai calls the satellite tribe, isn't just wealthy. They're creating universal standards that transcend borders, languages, and traditions. They're the architects of our collective future, and understanding them means understanding where humanity is headed. After four decades studying the human mind, Rapai discovered something remarkable. Alongside unique cultural codes exists a global code, unconscious patterns resonating across all humanity. This isn't about erasing differences. Each culture has its own melody, but all share fundamental notes. The global code works alongside local cultures, creating harmony rather than discord. Rapai's methodology draws on the triune brain model. Our reptilian brain handles survival, our limbic brain processes emotions, and our cortex enables thinking. When Boeing hired him to understand flying, focus groups requested more legroom and better movies. But Rapai dug deeper, revealing journeys began when leaving home. The worst experiences weren't cramped seats, but security line humiliation, unexplained delays, and missed connections. This insight led to the Dreamliner 787, designed to land at more airports and reduce terminal time. The discovery confirmed something profound. A global mind operating beyond individual cultures was emerging. Every tribe has its hierarchy. At the apex sits the court, untouchable tech founders and billionaire innovators who set the standards. Below them circle the courtesans, social climbers photographing themselves with court members to elevate their status. Then come the suppliers, catering to tribal needs, followed by aspirants climbing upward, symbolic creators providing cultural expression, and finally the third culture individuals who form the tribe's backbone. These third culture individuals grew up between worlds, born in one country, raised by parents from another, now living in a third. Whether from diplomatic families, military backgrounds, or international business, they typically lived in at least four countries during their formative years. Research shows they possess expanded worldviews, greater tolerance, and remarkable flexibility compared to people who never left their birthplace. Consider Paulo, Brazilian by birth, married to a French woman, fluent in three languages, equally comfortable in Sao Paulo, Paris, or San Francisco. What unites them isn't money, it's their multicultural experience, linguistic abilities, and capacity to feel at home anywhere while staying connected to tribe members worldwide. They've mastered belonging everywhere without being anchored anywhere. Entry to this tribe requires mastering its social choreography. Everything happens by invitation only. No public events or tickets. Once invited, demonstrate proper etiquette. Arrive appropriately, respecting cultural timing norms, honor your host, and know when to leave. Afterward, send a handwritten note on personalized stationery with your printed name crossed out and nickname handwritten. This signals you understand the game. Charitable giving is mandatory. The satellite tribe supports causes reflecting their values. Academic institutions, scientific research, environmental organizations, arts programs, and poverty-fighting initiatives. Your chosen charities signal your priorities. 3 is the magic number. Members maintain at least 3 homes, hold 3 passports, speak 3 languages, donate to 3 charities, and own 3 cars they rarely drive, reflecting their core values of diversity and abundance. Most earned rather than inherited their wealth. They're entrepreneurial, constantly creating ventures, and influence everything from real estate to social trends. They believe being rich is an attitude, not a bank balance. They avoid nouveau riche ostentation, preferring authentic experiences. Rather than hotels, they stay with friends. Having a global network of homes to visit is essential. Their identity isn't tied to nationality, but to tribe membership itself. Perpetual nomads need strategically located, impeccably connected places functioning as independent entities. The tribe requires cities with multiple airports offering direct flights to other hubs. Beautiful Charleston doesn't qualify without this connectivity. Certain global cities function independently. Hong Kong operates separately from China, London transcends Britain, and Manhattan serves as a world capital rather than merely an American city. These city-states embody free ports where products, ideas, and knowledge flow freely. Dubai connected Arabs, Persians, Indians, and Turks. Singapore bridges Asia to the world. These hubs strategically channel goods, people, and money between continents. But physical positioning isn't enough. They need electronic connectivity and advanced infrastructure. Connectedness means more than busy airports. If reaching central Paris from Charles de Gaulle takes 2 hours, Paris loses appeal. The most successful cities create business-friendly environments. Hong Kong and Singapore lead in business-friendliness. HSBC relocated its headquarters from London to Singapore, where Procter & Gamble also placed its Asian headquarters. Expelled from Malaysia in 1965 as poor and declining, this tiny nation with no natural resources has become a model, attracting the global tribe and creating a thriving multicultural environment. The satellite tribe benchmarks everything with their bird's eye view. Through decades of research, Rapal discovered universal patterns in beauty. The global code for women's beauty is 0.7, the ideal waist-to-hip ratio that transcends cultures and time. This ratio signals fertility and health at a reptilian level. From Egyptian corsets to Greek statues, Victorian silhouettes to modern perfume bottles, this 0.7 ratio persists. Women with this ratio live longer, suffer fewer cancers, and have more children, sending men the reptilian message that their genes have a future. For men, the code is committed strength. Women seek men who demonstrate ability to protect and provide. Tall, broad-shouldered men with an inverted triangle shape signal strength, explaining shoulder padding in men's suits. Luxury isn't merely expensive products. It's about having something handmade and unique. This reptilian desire connects to infancy. Our mothers produced milk specifically for us. The global code for luxury is hand, representing humanity's reaction against machine production, residing in the artisan's talent to create unique pieces meant for future generations. Humanity is splitting into two groups. The E group transfers intelligence to smartphones, suffering prosthetic atrophy, becoming device slaves. The R group masters technology as a tool while staying anchored in reality, achieving deeper connection through physical contact, tribal rituals, and shared symbols. This emerging culture demands new leadership embodying a GPS philosophy, moving forward without blame. We must abandon the ship of state metaphor. Ships move slowly with absolute authority, inappropriate for our age. Instead, leaders should model themselves after aircraft pilots, professional, adaptable, safety-focused, committed to continuous learning. The future is feminine. Women's transformation-oriented code positions them to change the planet, prioritizing feeding and educating children. The satellite tribe is fundamentally matriarchal. Women's natural inclusivity contrasts with men's exclusivity, making them better suited to unite people across divides. Joining this movement means committing to perpetual learning, engaging with people everywhere, and embracing feminine integration over masculine separation. The global code isn't written in boardrooms, it's written in our shared humanity, and women are holding the pen.